The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Haflam Beis and Mabeis, in discussing the pasuk of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdaif, the Gemara explained Echad the Din. One time the word says pasuk says the word Tzedek refers to Din, and one of the Pshara. Sometimes, as we explained in previous Shurim, it is the role of Beis Din to look for a Pshara, and the Gemara gives us such circumstances. Ketanya tzadik tzadik terdeif, echle din vechle pshara, ketzad. Shtei shvinos, oiris benar, there are two boats in the river. Upogazeb zeb, and they both come to a certain point. Im oivris shteim, if they're both going to try to pass at the same time, shteim toivis, they're both going to drown. Bezeh zeb, if they will go one after the other, Shtei Mavris to both be able to pass safely. V'chein shnei gmalim shayu oiloim b'malois b'ischorin. The two camels going up a narrow road. U'pogu zeh b'zeh. Emolu shneim, since the road is so narrow, there isn't room for two camels to travel side by side. Shneim noiflim, they're just going to fall off the highway. B'zeh chazeh, but if they follow one, each the other, Shnei Ma'ilim, they'll both be able to safely travel. Ha'ketzad, what should be done? Says the Gemara, Tuna she'ena tuna, if one boat, one camel, is loaded up with much material, with much luggage, and the other doesn't, Titcha she'ena tuna mivnei tuna. The one that's empty should be pushed to the side. The one that is carrying a large load has precedence. Kroiva she'ena kroiva. You have one is close and one is not close. Titcha kroiva b'nei she'ena kroiva. So then the kroiva has precedence. But there's a big machloikus. What does that mean? Kroiva v'ena kroiva. One pshat. The Rashi seems to learn, is that one has been traveling, one is kroiva, one has been is close to the city it just left from, and one is ena kroiva, and one has been traveling for a while. So the one that's been traveling for a while has precedence. Let it already get to its destination. There are Rishonim that say just the opposite. That what it, not the opposite, but what it means is one is close to its destination and one still has a way to go to its destination. So the one that's anyway close to its destination should be allowed to reach its destination, and the other one who has a while to travel should be left to travel. And then the Gemara says, and what is going to be the halacha if they're both? What is going to be the halacha if they're both the same? Shteim kroiv, shteim rechoikus, hatel psharim b'neim, u'malos chozozul. At that point, it becomes the responsibility of the rav, of the dayan, to make a pshara, to make a compromise. But of course, says the Gemara, that whenever a compromise is in order, party that's going to lose, so to speak, has to compensate the party that's going to win. But what we see very clearly from this Gemara is that sometimes compromise is the only way. The way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is that the Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson. Yes, there are situations where there is din. And the rav, if that is the wish of the two litigants, wants the rav to paskin the din, the rav has to paskin according to what the din is. But sometimes the only option available is pshara. And when the only option that's available is pshara, that's what should be done. So there are a number of situations that the paskim discuss where pshara is the only option, or maybe is pshara not the only option. There's a minig that if somebody has yahrzeit during the week, on the Shabbos before, the person who has yahrzeit gets mafter. In fact, the Chidah says that it's appropriate that Rachman Otzlan, if somebody is an avelus for a parent, he should try as often as possible to get mafter on Shabbos by the Aliyah. And certainly, the Shabbos before yahrzeit, somebody should try to get mafter. So the Birka Yosef, in Or HaChaim, Siman Resh Pei Dalet Ois Aleph, discusses a situation in a community where there are two people who are having yahrzeit that week. One is a Talmud Chacham, and one is an Am Haaretz. What should we do? We only can give mafter to one. Who should we give the mafter to? So it's interesting to point out, here we have a case where there is no din. Each one of these two parties are equal in their request. What should we do? So the Birka Yosef seems to take the approach that the Am Haaretz should get mafter. Because it's the Talmud Chacham is the Talmud Chacham is able to learn Torah. So him learning Torah, Lezeicha Nishmas, his parent for whom he has yahrzeit, will be an Ilyon Neshama for that person. And therefore, says the Birka Yosef, let the Am Haaretz doesn't have that ability to learn and do that for the neshama of his relative, get mafter. That's the Birka Yosef's approach. The Kaf HaChaim takes an opposite approach based on our Gemara. The Kaf HaChaim says, our Gemara says, tuna v'she'ena tuna. When you come to a crossroads and you have a tuna, a boat that's carrying a large load, and you have a she'ena tuna, and you have a boat that's not carrying a large load, the tuna, the one with the large load, always goes first. Says the Kaf HaChaim, that could be compared to our situation as well. The Talmud Chacham is the tuna. He has much Torah. The Am Haaretz is the she'ena tuna. And our Gemara says the tuna comes first. So right now we have two opposite opinions how to deal with this shaila. The Birka Yosef says that the Am Haaretz should get the mafter. The Kaf HaChaim says the Talmud Chacham should get the mafter. This shaila is also discussed as well. And the shaila is Tshuvas B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Dalid Siman Ches. He quotes the opinion of the Birka Yosef that the Am Haaretz has Kedima over the Talmud Chacham, but he disagrees. He doesn't quote the Kaf HaChaim, he quotes the Birka Yosef, but he doesn't agree. And he doesn't agree for many reasons. He says, number one, not in any special order. Number one, he says, we sometimes think that this person is the Talmud Chacham, and this person is the Am Haaretz, and as we said earlier, because this person is the Talmud Chacham, he has the ability to do for the neshama of his relative in other ways that the Am Haaretz doesn't. He says, we really don't ever know for sure who is greater than anyone else. We think this person is the Talmud Chacham, this person is the greater individual, and this person is the Am Haaretz, he's the lesser individual. Why? Because we only judge with what we see. Do we really know the truth? And moreover, he says, what will be the halacha if you'll have two people who are of equal stature, both Talmid Chachamim or both not Talmid Chachamim, but one is Baruch Hashem wealthy and one is not. So will we also say, well, the person who's not that wealthy, he's the one that should get mafter? Because the person who's wealthy, Baruch Hashem gives tzedakah. And the tzedakah that he'll give should be a zchus for the neshama, which the other individual doesn't have that ability. And to complicate matters, what will be if we'll have a Talmud Chacham and a Ma'aretz, but the Talmud Chacham is Baruch Hashem wealthy, but the Talmud Chacham is not wealthy, and the Amoritz is wealthy. So we're going to say that then, maybe the Brikka Yosef will reverse his opinion and say, yes, this person is a Talmud Chacham, and he can learn the Tavis of Neshama. The other person is Amoritz, who doesn't have that ability to learn Lezeich and Nishmas as relative. But on the other hand, we could say, well, maybe the Amoritz could give Tzedaka Lezeich and Nishmas, the person whom he has yard sight for, versus the Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have that ability to give the Tzedakah. And then maybe the Talmud Chacham should get them after. And then he goes into another discussion. He says, each one of these two individuals who have yard sight this week are both members of the Kehillah. And membership of a Kehillah means exactly what we're discussing, that you are entitled to certain privileges. One of the privileges are that if you have yard sight, the Shabbos before the yard sight, you're going to get mafter. If that is one of the privileges that you're entitled to, so according to the Brikka Yosef, that the Amoritz is going to get the mafter, and not the Talmud Chacham, does that mean that the Amoritz, that the Talmud Chacham is going to lose his privileges as a member of the Kehillah just because he's a Talmud Chacham? Does that make sense, that you lose your rights because you're a Talmud Chacham? It's an honor to the community to have a Talmud Chacham as a member of the community. And therefore, says the Mitzel Chachma, in such a situation, he sees no other approach than to make a Goyrel, and the Goyrel will decide who should get the mafter. I also heard that in other communities, this is probably along the same line as the Betzel HaChachma, if you have two members of the community who have yard sight the same week, so every year you're going to have the same dilemma, who should get mafter? If they have yard sight on the same day, every year they're going to have the same shaila. So what you should do is, they should rotate. One year, one person should get mafter, and the next year, another person, the other person should get mafter. So just to summarize, as our Gemara says, sometimes tzedek means that you have to make a pshara. So in this situation, the Brikka Yosef says the Amoritz will get them after, the Kav Chaim says the Talmud Chacham will get them after, and the Betzel Chacham says they both have equal rights, and therefore we have to work out a fair solution for both of them.